Well, I must say, I liked the first vote. I thought that was appropriate. Had I been on council and the motion came forward with this proposal, I don't think I would have seconded it, and I would have to vote not in favor. I think the city should be focused on other things that the city should be doing, and one of them is not privatizing a public sidewalk. There are precedents. It's just a bad way to go. Lawyers make great enterprise out of such issues. So had I been on council, I think the Baywalk issue would have been addressed much earlier. It is a business failure. It's not really a civic failure, although the city could have jumped on the security thing. Anything in front of Baywalk on the sidewalk that gets rowdy, the city should be involved in. And the city, of course, and its enterprises can help private businesses steer them clear of crisis. And I frequent Baywalk for many years, and you could see it building. You could see the stores, the marketplace wasn't recognizing changes in the economy. People weren't shopping there. There was an abundance of unsupervised teenagers. It was just going, and no one was paying any attention. I think consumers were. They caught on. When the gunshots went off, the first one, that was another nail in the coffin for a lot of people. They just didn't feel safe, and rightfully so.
St. Petersburg's Major League Baseball team, the Tampa Bay Rays, had asked for a stadium a while back on the waterfront, and in general, people weren't in favor of that idea, so they withdrew that idea. But they might come back in the future for a stadium. What are your thoughts about a Rays stadium?
Well, I'm a baseball fan, and I'm a booster of any kind of business. We don't want to see any kind of business, particularly now, leaving the city. However, with that said, I really do think the city needs to step up, rehab the stadium. Obviously, it's been there a number of years, and, you know, things get broken, things need to be maintained, things need to be painted. It could be a much more attractive stadium. I think the city has the money for that. The city right now and the public has weighed in. They are not favoring, at the moment, any city funds to be used for a stadium. Had I been on council, really, the proposal to put it on the waterfront the way it was done, really quite secretively, and the public rose up, I think it's a bad plan. The waterfront is our charm, and the stadium could be put someplace else. But in the interim, let's fix the stadium. Let's try to make the Rays happy and keep them here.
St. Petersburg does not have curbside recycling right now, and the county has offered to step in and help out with that process. What are your thoughts about the future of curbside recycling in the city?
Well, I'm glad that the county is attempting to step up to rescue St. Petersburg from being so far behind on this issue. I have visited the landfill site and the incinerator site. We are running out of space and fast. So instead of always putting out fires, we really need to have a plan. And if I'm on council, we will develop a plan. I've lived in cities that are known for the recycling. It's done successfully. Number one, it's great for the ecology. It creates a lot of jobs. I recognize that these are commodities, tin, steel. They go up and down. But nevertheless, it's going to be quite expensive to truck or train our trash out. And this is going to be a looming crisis. So I think the city has a duty, the city. It's good for the county to be on board, but the city really needs to have a plan. And if elected, I'll make sure there is one.
We're speaking with Dr. Pamela Settlegood, candidate for District 4 in St. Petersburg's city council election. And the way that it's situated now, people vote in their districts during the primary, but then can vote citywide for all the candidates in the general election. What are your thoughts about that process?
Well, as I'm out on the campaign trail, I do notice this, Sean, that people are completely confused. You know, we'll be talking, they say, but I can't vote for you in this election. Because in the primary election, they only vote for their district, which seems to have its supporters. I mean, it makes sense. But then in the main election, when it's thrown out to all the voters, it makes it very hard on the voting public and the candidates. It's an enormous task of catch-up, especially for a non-incumbent. You know, the incumbents are known. But for an non-incumbent like me, it makes it extremely hard to reach out. St. Petersburg is spread out, and so it gives my opponent an undue advantage. I do think it needs to be looked at, and we'll look at other municipalities to see how they do it. For instance, Tampa. How does Tampa run? Do they have this confusion? So we need to look at that.
And finally, what would you say to voters to get them to vote for you as opposed to your opponent?
Well, I know it may seem that I'm being harsh on my opponent, but she has been in for over a decade, and I think it's time for a new direction. She's had many years to form what she calls a waterfront master plan. Where is it? And there are a lot of things that Ms. Curran goes around putting out fires, which I contend are mostly of her own creation. But I really think I offer a new vision. I'm about jobs, jobs, jobs. I'm about applying for the stimulus money, which our city is lagging far behind. I'm probably the only candidate that has three proposals that go out in my packet. And one is for the summer youth employment program, which the city council recently said no to. They're waiting for federal funds. But it really isn't the federal program that I'm talking about to get about $500,000.